T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple head football coach Rod Carey. His squad coming off a road loss to Buffalo. Up next, they will be home to host Georgia Tech this weekend. And first of all, coach, against Buffalo, things started out well. You got the turnover, you take it down and score, and then it just kind of seemed like things unraveled and one mistake led to another. What were the big, if you had to kind of headline, the biggest problems for your squad against Buffalo, what would they be?
Well, the turnovers. I think that you have 4 turnovers plus a bad punt snap that leads to 7. That's 21 points off basically 5 turnovers. And you can't do that. I don't know how many games you're going to win doing that, if any.
Conversely, though, you guys got in the big hole, but you had to be happy. The kids kept fighting at the end. They put up some points to make it respectable. And I guess that you got to be, if you're going to take kind of a victory out of the loss, it would be something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever a silver lining to a loss, but certainly the guys fought. And, I thought, listen, if we got our hands on that second onside kick, which we did, and I thought we had a chance to get that, you get a chance to make it a really almost a one-score game right there. Now you got a lot of time left in that game, and you can do something with it. But unfortunately, we didn't. But that was a product of them staying with it and us trying to fight back from those early mistakes.
So how much of a teaching moment is a game like this as far as fighting through adversity and not letting stuff snowball?
Well, big. I mean, we got on the film here today and we watched it. And I think that that's really painful. It's painful as a coach. It's painful as a player, to sit there and do that. But you have to watch and you have to try to learn from that and grow and find out what puts you in those places that, this happened and this happened and the punt snap and all, and then you have to try to correct it. So you got to know why, and then you got to correct it. And certainly think our guys have done a nice job of that, as tough as it is. Now you close the book on it and you get to the corrections and you get all your attention pointed to Georgia Tech.
And speaking of Georgia Tech, I think 1-2 as they come to town, coming off of a bye week. Obviously these kids are going to be real familiar with Coach Collins, but X and O wise, what are you seeing on film?
Well, I see a personnel team that's really long, really athletic, and they play extremely hard, the Georgia Tech kids now I'm talking about. And they're going through a transition on offense for sure, playing about 3 different quarterbacks. And they'll run. They'll run the quarterback quite a bit because of the system they're transitioning out of, certainly. But they on defense, they're moving around and playing their system well, and it's very aggressive. So it's going to be a challenge schematically, personnel-wise, all those things ahead of us. So certainly, you turn on the film and you're impressed with them early on.
And where this game falls now, coming off of the loss to Buffalo, and obviously there's going to be emotion here because for a lot of these kids, it's the coach that recruited them and such like that. Is this week a bigger hurdle mentally or physically?
Well, I think it's always mental and physical together every week. You can't have one without the other. And certainly there is the element of Coach Collins, who recruited a lot of these kids and knows all of them there. But I really think that that's more of a story outside of this building than inside of this building, because the film has our attention. And obviously we have to correct the mistakes that we got going already right now on correcting those today in practice and get the game plan executed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.